And he said, "Hear my words and keep my commandments. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And they were astonished at his doctrine. They said, "He teaches as one who has authority, and not as the scribes and Pharisees. Never a man spoke like this man. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate, and those who come in through the gate will be saved. And anyone who believes in me, even though he dies, shall live again. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd shall give his life for his sheep." And then Jesus told them the two greatest commandments. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." And the second greatest commandment is like the first. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And Jesus went on to say that on these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets, commandments that you love. And about love, Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friend." John the Baptist was put into prison. The pain and the agony of his imprisonment and weary weeks and months in the dungeon made John begin to doubt at times that he had really baptized the Messiah that day down on the Jordan River. Well, John sent two of his own disciples to ask Jesus again if he really was the Messiah. Jesus sent the messengers back to John and said, "Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached." Well, John was later beheaded by the command of Herod. The voice from the wilderness silenced out of fear, the growing fear of the political leaders of the country, fear that was building into a storm that Jesus was going to face in all its fury down the road. When Jesus heard of John the Baptist's death, he went off into the wilderness in sadness for the man that had truly paved the way for his coming. John the Baptist, the lightning before the thunder, was gone. This is a temple which to Jesus was his father's house, and they've made it into a den of thieves, a store, a house of merchandise. And he said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! You bind men with heavy burdens, and all your works you do to be seen by men. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, and you're not even going in yourself. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites! You're like the tombs of the prophets, bright and shiny on the outside and full of corruption inside. You blind guides, you strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." Jesus directly and defiantly challenged the established temple worship ruled by the high priest and the Pharisees. And his public exposé of the hypocrites and the religious establishment would do him in. During his ministry, he had not ceased to remind them of his wisdom in the Mosaic law, repeatedly telling them, "For it is written, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Jesus was born a Jew, but he made it clear that he was sent to all men for all time. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And they brought a woman into the temple, and they said, "Master, this woman was caught in a very act of adultery. What do you say should be done with her?" Jesus' back was against the wall now. The Pharisees are trying to trap him with a question. So far as they know, any answer he gives is a wrong answer, and they have him. If he says, "Forgive this woman," he's going against the law. Yet on the other hand, if he says, "Stone this woman," it's a direct contradiction of all his teachings of love and compassion, understanding and forgiveness. So Jesus says, "He without sin cast the first stone." And then Jesus started writing in the sand, and it's not really known what he wrote, but maybe he was writing things like liar, hypocrite, thief, rapist, murderer. And then Jesus said, "Woman, where are your accusers?" And she said, "No man here, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more."
Never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could do things by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you, please help me.
A man named Nicodemus came to Jesus alone one night. Nicodemus was a member of the Pharisees. He came to ask Jesus a very important question about eternal life. He said, "Master, we know that you're a teacher sent from God, for no man can do the miracles that you do except that God be with him." And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again.
Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me.
How can a man be born when he's old?
Need to feel the touch of your tender hand.
How can these things be?
Remove the chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you, please help me.
For God so loved the world
with a humble heart,
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus addressed men as men, and not as members of any particular class or of any particular culture. The differences which divide men, such as wealth, position, education, and so forth, he knew were strictly on the surface. And Jesus taught them, saying, "Judge not, lest ye be judged. Ask, and you shall receive. Knock, and the door shall be opened. If a man asks you to go a mile with him, go with him too. If a man asks for your coat, give him your cloak also. Don't turn away him that would borrow. But do your alms in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, will reward you openly. Consider the lilies of the field. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So take no thought of what you will eat, what you will wear, and where you will sleep. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Therefore, pray likewise in this manner: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I bet Mary Magdalene walked this same beach right here that I'm walking. I wonder what Mary Magdalene really looked like. The scriptures don't tell a lot about her, but what little is told has made her the subject of more speculation and controversy than any woman I ever heard of. Jesus was to suffer much criticism for his association with people of questionable character. He dines with publicans and sinners, they said. And to that Jesus replied, "It's the sick that need a physician, not the healthy." And this woman needed him.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I've just seen Jesus. Oh, I've seen him many times. As he came by. But he came alone today. And he touched me.
What I do and who I know, make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way, all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. It's long been on my mind. Oh, it's been a long, long time. I'd like to find a way that I can make you understand the way I feel about you and just how much I need you to be there where I can talk to you when there's no one else around. Follow me where I go. What I do and who I know, make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way, all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. You see, I'd like to share my life with you and show you things I've seen, places where I'm going to, places where I've been, to have you there beside me and never be alone. And all the time that you're with me, then we will be at home. Follow me where I go. What I do and who I know, make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way, all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me.
Seven times he touched me. And each time he touched me, feel something evil go out of me. And I am clean. I am clean. Oh. And he's gone. But I will follow him because I love him.
Mary was the kind of woman that Jesus was to have a lot of love and compassion for. A lot of love and compassion for Mary Magdalene.